but his base is unmoved. They like being gaslighted, Brian.
Yeah, yes, they do. And what Donald Trump creates for them is a very reassuring experience inside them that I try to describe in the book. And it's that experience that we're doing battle with here. Now, as I've said, Donald Trump is really a symptom of the problem of the American mind, and it's been growing for several decades now. The mind, the human mind, first and foremost, has to create our sense of reality. Now, most of us think that reality is just out there for us to determine what it is. We look at it, and that's reality. But it's not that way. The sensory bombardment that comes to our mind is it's incredibly complex. The human mind, each individual mind in its own idiosyncratic way, takes that material and organizes it into our sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a hard time organizing it, we get very uncomfortable and very anxious. So when things get complex, or when the mind has been taxed and assaulted in a variety of ways, as I describe in the book, then someone else comes in and says, "Let me tell you what's real. Let me explain it to you."